Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hi.
Hey. What's up? Yeah. All right, we got to get to it. It's history lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, June 22nd, 1909, first transcontinental auto race ended in Seattle, Washington. Weren't cars built like the year before? What are they doing already going across the country? That's insane.
Yeah. How fast were they going? Probably not too fast.
Well, you know, so I wanted to do a little research on this. So it started June 1st. It ended June 23rd. The winning car was the Ford number 2 car, a stripped down Model T. It wasn't just like an all out, you know, cannonball run.
I mean, not the greatest car, but dude, think about it. I mean, it went transcontinental.
That's, you know, the wood spokes and all, dude.
There's some cars nowadays that wouldn't make it.
But you look at this, Hunter, and having, I don't know how the guy who won the race did it. That there is nothing to this car. Your bones just had to be just powder by the end of this race. Your ass had to just be rock hard. After sitting on this thing, like there's nothing to it.
Yeah, those cars weren't floating over the.
No, you didn't have, you know, air shocks on this thing and nice big tires. No,
not even shocks.
Yeah, you know the scene in Ace Ventura 2 where he's driving the monster truck through the Amazon. That's probably how it was, but just on the roads.
Just jarring you the whole time.
Oh, I mean,
it's crazy though, dude. 1909. I mean, you're already transcontinental.
Yeah.
You know a weird, crazy fact I learned the other day? Like a month before the Wright brothers put something into the air, their prediction was like we wouldn't be able to fly in like 500 years or something.
Oh, really? And then we got it.
It's going to take 500 years for anybody to figure. And then like a month later, buzzing over them.
It does. It just seems like it was so fast. Like you had your first.
It's just wild how exponential things are.
Yeah.
You know, it's like once you figure it out, it's like, okay, here we go.
I mean, we figured out cars maybe 5 years before this. And now we're like, all right, let's do a race. Let's do a race across the country. I don't think there was roads in most places by then. You know what I mean?
Another thing, too, they didn't have cell phones to distract them. So, like, figuring things out is what you did back in the day.
They didn't even have maps for the whole country at that point. My God.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Siri, how do I get there?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah. They didn't have MapQuest in 1909. Like, I think we go this way. Look, just keep following the sun. You'll be all right.
Right.
You're right.
John over here wasn't being distracted by Betty dancing on TikTok all day long. You know? He's actually working on stuff, getting things done.
Figure it out. But, yeah, do yourself a favor and look up the 1909 Ford Model T, and you'd be like, what? They 23 days in that?
Damn.
23 days?
Can I get a seat cushion at least?
My bones hurt. My bones. God, your guts are just in shambles.
It's like the same thing as riding a wooden roller coaster, basically.
Yeah, basically they rode a wooden roller coaster across the country. I'm sore. All right, anyway. There you go. That's what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Tom Sharp.